John is in the basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat, batch out, laid off, says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway looking for a new friend. The man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10.
Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel. Welcome back to the roundtable. Our panel discussion is over, but we are here with our good friend Michael Hunt, who is the Friends of the Woodstock Library president, to tell us about the 94th anniversary library fair. This year's theme, Which Way the Wind Blows. And we can hear all those various ways, I think, in the phones, if I'm mistaken. It's Saturday, July 26th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's a hometown party celebrating Woodstock as the center of the arts, painting, sculpture, poetry, music, fiction, nonfiction, pottery, all the arts for which Woodstock is known. Michael, a great pleasure to have you back. Thank you very much.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Joe. We're here live on Forever Green Library Lawn. So nice to talk to you.
It is really good to talk to you. So how are things shaping up? How's this looking?
I have an army of volunteers. We're preparing for the Donahue effect of all the people that are going to listen to our conversation and then come by. So we are going to be prepared for the crowds this Saturday. We're setting up right now alongside what happens here all the time, families at Story Hour outside under the big oak tree. So it's just a regular day in Woodstock. We got the volunteers setting up tents amidst the regular library activities. Just beautiful.
I know you have told us about this in the past, but I'm hoping you can share with us again. As I mentioned, this is the 94th anniversary event. What is the history? What brought this, the first library fair in 1931? How did that come about, and how has this grown and been transformed over the decades?
The taxpayers here, they fund this library, and they fund it well, and the Friends exist to supplement that and take care of all the extra things, the programming, the thing's not in that budget, and it's always been that way. In 1931, there was no public funding. It was, whatever private donations they could get. And so they said, hey, let's have a party, and we'll raise money. And it was listed in the New York Times, I think, that week. The only thing happening upstate this weekend is in Woodstock, so you better get up there. And it started on the green in Woodstock on a Thursday, and it was a lot of, people baked pies and sold aprons and paintings, of course, original paintings. And it just grew and grew and grew. And it's such a community-based thing now. Just everybody pitches in. And that's what we love about it, is that it's for the community and it's organized and executed by the community.
What is it about the event, do you think, that is such a draw for people? And it seems because it's so eclectic, because there's so much going on.
Yeah, we have this beautiful lawn, and we borrow some of the lawns next to us, and it's just this big, big park. And we have a thoroughfare with all the nonprofits helping us learning and stuff, and interactive art games out there. So all of a sudden you are participating or listening, and then you get to have a beer or wine if you want and hang out and meet. And it's the thing that I hear from lots of people that have lived here forever, that grew up here, is that they get to bump into people that they haven't seen in a while. So it's a gathering again of just reuniting. And then it's a day of acknowledgement. We have these honorees where we say thank you, and we stand up and publicly say that to somebody, and they just acknowledge what they've done for us. And the music, it's Woodstock, so we have music all day long, and we have a big part of the field reserved for dancing. And man, this dancing, all generations of dancing. And then this kids' fun park in the back. So the families, you could be a dad. I'm looking at dads now, like running after the little kids during the story hour. Like, you could grab a beer and just hang and watch them splash down, the water slide, or make a hat or get your face painted. And then you go in the back and buy all our books. And so for us, it's our biggest fundraiser, but it's also just this built-in beautiful party for everyone.
And this is something that has been going on. Of course, there will be books, a book sale. That's a big draw.
Oh, yeah. Huge. It's like this book barn. And we're moving, you know, down to 10 Dixon. We're moving a mile or so away, probably after Labor Day, to this big, beautiful, green, smart building that this town is, you know, has been asking for a generation now. And so, yeah, we need to move these books out. So come on down and buy all our books, please.
How will the fair change when you move? Will it when you move to the new?
I'm not sure. We have this this forever green lawn that is going to be open to the public forever, and we have opportunities once a year to use it. I'm just not sure what's going to happen with the new people here, what's going to come into the old library building. And we're going to see, we've embraced traditions here. I'm just like a caretaker for this beautiful thing. I'm like, 80 through 94 now of 94. Right. And so we'll see. We've changed things. We've embraced old traditions that are like, oh, this is beautiful. And we've created new ones. So I think maybe next year we might be creating new ones down in our big, beautiful new space. Not sure yet, but we're going to have a big, beautiful party on Saturday, that's for sure.
Saturday, July 26th, the 94th anniversary library fair, celebrate the many eras of Woodstock history. That since their first library fair in 1931. There will be live music, beer, wine, food, clothing, books, kids' fun, face painting, hat making, all on Forever Green Library Lawn. Michael Hunt, thank you very much for being with us. You can find out more information for this Saturday's event from 10 to 5 by going to woodstock.org, woodstock.org. Michael, you're the best. Thanks so much for sharing with us this morning. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.